This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of people marching in cities across the U.S. Saturday demanding changes to gun policy. From Washington, VOA's Joe Craig has more.
It's a movement for kids and by kids. Started after a gunman shot 17 people to death at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida on Valentine's Day. Across the U.S., students, parents, teachers, and other activists took to the streets to demand policymakers implement stricter gun control measures.
The school in Florida where this happened is very similar in demographic and in financial income as the town that I live in. And to see that something like that could happen in a town that's just like mine is really scary for me as a student.
Not everyone agrees, however, with the aim of the march.
You know, the right to own firearms is a right enshrined in our Constitution, and I feel like this march is not going to solve anything.
But for those participating in the event, they hope the momentum continues. Jill Craig, VOA News, Washington.
A new poll conducted by the Associated Press indicates most Americans surveyed now think that gun laws should be tightened. A car bomb exploding in the city of Alexandria, Egypt, that killing at least two people and wounding four. Officials say the bomb was actually targeted at Alexandria's security chief 2 days before the country holds a presidential election. No claim of responsibility yet. Russian and Syria media, they're reporting more than 100,000 people have left Syria's eastern Ghouta area, including some 7,000 members of one of the rebel groups occupying the area. Now, those departures coming just only a day after one rebel group had surrendered its territory in Ghouta. This is VOA News.
Il vaut mieux qu'un seul meure pour le peuple et que la nation ne périsse pas.
The Bishop of Carcassonne and Narbonne, Alain Planet, during a special mass Sunday honoring four people killed and three wounded from Friday's terror attack in France. Another was an officer who swapped himself with a hostage in a supermarket in the southwestern town of Trebs. Planet praising the Lieutenant Colonel Arnaud Beltram's extraordinary devotion. The bishop also saying that events offered an opportunity to reflect on the suffering felt by countless people around the world. French authorities say two people have been arrested in connection with the shootings, including a woman who has been close to the assailant. Catalonia's ousted president Carles Puigdemont was arrested in Germany today while crossing the border from Denmark, according to German police. Puigdemont's lawyer confirming the arrest on Twitter, adding that Puigdemont was traveling to Belgium, where he initially fled after an arrest warrant was issued against him for his role in an independence referendum in October. The arrest follows a Spanish Supreme Court decision Friday to charge 13 Catalan separatist leaders with rebellion and other crimes for their attempts to declare independence from Spain last year. German police arrested Puigdemont in conjunction with an international arrest warrant issued by Spain. The ousted Catalan leader, he could face up to 25 years in prison. British regulators examining evidence gathered at the offices of data research firm Cambridge Analytica, which allegedly acquired illegal data of an estimated 50 million Facebook users to build profiles for U.S. political campaigns, including the presidential campaign of Donald Trump, the company denying any wrongdoing. The chief executive of the computer and smartphone company Apple, Tim Cook, speaking out about open trade amid the rising fears of a trade war between the United States and China. Cook was speaking on the sidelines of an annual China Development Forum in Beijing.
I'm going to encourage everyone to that calm heads prevail and that to really focus on the inequality that exists and why it exists and to, you know, put the energy there, which I think will be which I think over time will be the thing that lifts everyone up, not the haves only.
Trade tension between China and the U.S. flared last week when President Trump unveiled plans to level tariffs on potentially up to $60 billion in Chinese goods. I'm Philip Alexio.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.
Welcome.